Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now to give us the inside access on what he's doing to stay in shape while we wait for baseball to return, it's Orioles pitcher Hunter Harvey. And Hunter, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Great, thanks. Let's start with this. It's a three-parter, but it's an easy one. The question that Baltimore wants to know the answer to, how's your hair? Have you watched Tiger King? And has it given you any thoughts for what you're going to do in the future?
I have watched Tiger King, and the hair, it's good. It's safe right now. We got to get them quarantined up, so it's all good here.
But you're not thinking of bleach blonde or anything? Like Joe Exotic? None of these guys are... make you take it to the next level, Hunter, when you come back?
We'll see. We're not sure yet. I don't want to be getting called Hunter Exotic yet, so we'll see.
That wouldn't be good. Yeah, I'm with you there.
I like that.
So what have you been doing besides watching Tiger King to kind of pass the time, and do you have some people you can throw with and at least try to, you know, get some momentum going from where you were in Sarasota?
Yeah, I got a buddy that he's with the Braves, and, you know, we went to high school together, so me and him have kind of been throwing and staying on our long toss programs and throwing bullpens and, you know, just staying in shape. We got a little facility where we can work out and we can run, and, you know, me and him have been getting together multiple times during the week and, you know, just trying to stay ready. But other than that, I mean, it's just weird. It's weird not playing baseball in March and April.
Yeah. Hunter, how much are you itching to go, being that you finally got to the major leagues last year and had some success on a limited basis and now be able to show something on a more consistent basis?
Oh, this is killing me. I don't even know what to do. This, I guess it's kind of showing the future of retirement, and I'm not a big fan of it right now. So we'll see. I'm trying to keep my sanity.
Is there hunting season? Is there anything? Are you able to do anything? I know you're a big outdoors guy. Is there anything that's still in season? I know you're not used to hunting this time of year, but.
Yeah, well, turkey season comes in a week. So
okay.
Once that gets here, it's here for a month, so it'll be here hopefully, you know, until we go back, hopefully. So it'll make the time go by a little faster.
Talking to Orioles pitcher Hunter Harvey. It's Inside Access with Jason Lockenfor and Ken Wyman. Hunter, when that date comes and that they said it's time to get started again, how long do you think it would take for you to get in shape for the season?
I'll be honest with you, I think I'll be ready once we go back. That's kind of what we're trying to do. And, you know, as a staff, you know, we kind of talked about that before we left. And, you know, we're really trying to keep everything going now, and to make it to when we do come back, it'll be a little bit easier to just hop right back in where we left off.
Well, it seemed like the bullpen was really coming together. I mean, there were times when Castro looked lights out, Cody Carroll was overpowering people, you were overpowering people, Dylan Tate was showing well. I mean, what was there a vibe like, hey, we might be a little better than people are giving us credit for here?
Yeah, you know, I think, and I've kind of been saying that about our guys for a while now, you know, we get overlooked a lot out there in the bullpen. You know, we got some really good arms, and I think we're going to make it tough on the team on deciding who they're going to keep and who they're not going to keep. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that are fighting to make this team, and we got a lot of really good pitchers out there, so it'll be fun to see.
Hunter, you were drafted as a starting pitcher. You moved to the bullpen. Did it take a while to get comfortable as a relief pitcher? I know your dad was a dominant closer in the major leagues for a few years. Did you talk to him about it, and how do you feel now as a back of the bullpen guy?
I talked a little bit to him about it. We still talk every once in a while, just the mentality and stuff. But, I've enjoyed it a lot. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be on, you know, pitching with a day off or 2 days off. I'm used to getting 5-6 days every time. So, once we kind of got that going and getting used to that, it's really, hadn't been too bad.
How awesome has it been for you just to be able to, I know everything stinks right now because of what's going on in the world, but just to be able to talk about pitching, you know what I mean? And not have to answer questions about rehab or, you know what I mean? When do you think you'll be back? So, you know what I mean? To have that, you had to deal with so much for so long to kind of have that behind you now. What does that feel like?
It's awesome. You know, anytime the media or anybody, or even people around home here, they're always talking about, you're going to be healthy this year. I was like, well, hopefully. I'm never trying to get hurt. But, it's nice that when people talk to you now, it's actually about baseball and, how the season went and, not getting hurt. So that's, it's just awesome.
Did you feel like, and Jason alluded to this earlier when we were talking about this, and we're talking to Hunter Harvey, Orioles pitcher here on Inside Access, but just that bullpen and the team itself, our morning show was down there, and for a team that doesn't have a lot of expectations, there's a lot of optimism in camp. You talked about the bullpen feeling like we got some arms, but it feels like the team is very positive before this thing got shut down about how things look.
Yeah, everybody's feeling good. The pitchers got, we got some big arms. We got some good pitchers. The hitters were swinging the bats good. CD was having an awesome spring. Everybody was just kind of on their high horse. And, we were really just trying to bounce back from the last few years. We went from a top team in AL East to a bottom team. So, that's kind of just on everybody. Look, everybody's got a little chip on their shoulder. They want to prove that, we can compete in this league. And, everybody come in to camp with a fire inside of them, and we just kind of took it from there, and everybody was pretty excited about the season getting started, and we got to hit a little road bump here, but we still stay in contact with each other, and everybody still, I think, got that fire burning inside them. They're ready for this stuff to end so we can get back on the field.
Hunter, did you surprise yourself at all from the point where they tell you in Bowie you're going to the pen? I think it was around June. And then you go to, before you know it, a blink of an eye, 2 weeks later, I felt like you were so dominant. Then you're in Norfolk. And I think you might have had one outing there that wasn't great. And then you're overpowering everybody there. And the next thing you know, you're in Baltimore. Now that you've had time to think back on that, I mean, that could have been a tough time for you. You know what I mean? Like, wait a minute, my role's changing. What do they think? But it ends up being, you're sort of the fast track to the major leagues.
Yeah, well, I remember we were in Portland, Maine, when Chris Holt told me I was going to go to the bullpen. And, I just kind of listened. They were talking to me for a minute, and I listened. And I went back out, and, I told a couple of the guys. I was like, yeah, they just moved me to the pen. And everybody kind of got excited. And I was like, yeah, this is going to be fun. I'm coming in for an inning or two, and I'm going to I'm going to throw it as hard as I can throw it. I said, that's how it is. I'm not going to try to paint corners. I'm going to pick outside, inside, up, or down. I'm going to attack that spot. And that was kind of my mentality all the way through there in AAA and even in the big leagues. And it was, I'm picking a spot, and I'm just going to let it rip. And that's what I did. And, for now it was working out. So,
talking to Orioles pitcher Hunter Harvey, Inside Access here on The Fan. Hunter, it's a young team, but there are some veterans on it. Who were the guys when you got up to Baltimore you could talk to, you could lean on? It's sort of the mentor kind of type on that pitching staff.
I've known Givens for a while, so he was, pretty easy to talk to. Blyer has always been a good buddy. And then, I met Armstrong for the first time this year. And, he's from Raleigh, which is only a few hours away from me. So we kind of hit it off pretty quick, and I've become really good friends with him. So we had a few guys out in that pen that it was just, if I needed anything, they were easy to talk to. They gave me plenty of advice on what to do on and off the field, and it made it really easy having those guys out there.
Hunter, final thing I had for you is you've been able to see a lot of guys in this system, and one of the reasons Bowie was able to move you to the pen was because there were so many starters who were getting the job done as well. Who were some of the guys, who have struck you, who have you seen on your rise up saying, people don't talk about this guy, or you don't see him in top 20 list, but he might be a little better than people think, sort of like what John Means has been able to do.
Yeah. One guy, he's starting to make a name for himself too, is Alex Wales. He's starting to pop up a little bit. And then, he didn't get an invite this year to Big League Camp, but Michael Bauman, I watched him pitch last year. I think last year was the first time I got to see him pitch. He got called to Double-A right before I left, and his stuff was just electric. When he come in, it was almost like it wasn't fair for the hitters. He was just killing guys. His stuff was electric, and then I mean, it's just, there's a few guys. I can't even name them all. Jay right. Flaw is another guy. You know, he's not, I don't think he's on the prospect list. He kind of, he's coming backed up a lot in big league mm-hmm. camp. And, you know, he's kind of a lights out guy too. Splitty is really, really good. So, I mean, there's a few guys that you never know what could happen with them. And then obviously we got some pretty good prospects as well that are coming. And, you know, I think in a few years, you know, we got a really good chance of being good.
Hunter, before I let you go, just curious. So you have a lot of free time. We heard you're getting ready for turkey hunting. We know you watch Tiger King. Getting to throw with your high school buddy. What else are you doing? Are you watching a lot of Netflix? What are you doing with your free time?
Well, my nephew and nieces are out of school, so I got a nephew and three nieces that I'm chasing around. So, yeah, that kills time pretty good. Running after them a lot, so they keep me busy.
Excellent. Well, that's great, man. Hunter, we really do appreciate your time. I hope to talk again soon and actually talk about some baseball, but appreciate it.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Right. Yep. Think about Hunter. That mullet, man. We're expecting expecting a new look.
Yes.
You got to step up your game now.
Oh, Lord, I don't know about that.
You've already set the bar pretty high. We got to be honest.
Yeah.
Thanks, Hunter.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.